Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 17th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 60. And it's cooler than it has been. It was really hot yesterday. Anyways, we'll take a short break, and we'll come back and we'll look at the outrage.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go to the page of outrage. Begin today's fucking piling up of more of the outrage upon that moral high ground. Let's see what we got going here. That's no surprise. The New York Times reported on October 20th, 2014, that the Ukraine government dropped cluster bombs on Russian-speaking Ukrainians in Donetsk. The bottom line is, what the fuck is this to me? Ukraine's nothing to me. This is one world order, one world government, one world bullshit that has no fucking bearing on my life and no bearing on my fucking my being a fucking individual, free, sovereign, national. I want to fucking live my life. Get these fuckers out, or get the world out of my fucking life, because I never invited it in. In fact, it is forbidden for you to fucking take what's mine and bring it into this goddamn and bring people into this goddamn country to take it without due process of the fucking laws described in the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you motherfuckers. How many of
you? Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you still have that clip, you know, where the lady in Ukraine said they was fighting for the New World Order?
I sure do.
Oh, okay. Good. Keep that on file, brother.
Oh, I'm ready. I mean, we're coming up on another election. You never seen so much left-right fucking bullshit in all your fucking days. But, you know, they're going to try. I mean,
it's everywhere, man.
Yep, it sure as hell is. I mean, last week we had the article that, you know, in Florida they were passing a law to make it illegal to fucking give those fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist vaccine. It ain't a vaccine. It's a fucking biological kill agent. But a U.S. government report reveals Pfizer and Moderna knowingly manufacture deadly batches of COVID-19 vaccines. No fucking shit. I mean, again, no fucking shit, but let's see how this reads out. According to an examination of official U.S. government statistics provided by the Centers for Disease Control, very high rates of adverse reactions and fatalities have frequently been reported in relation to particular COVID-19 vaccine lot numbers. And we talked about this when this whole fucking thing began. They type up your name on a computer and it has fucking a certain thing by it. You get one fucking shot. And then you see Trumpy on TV getting his fucking saline, because you know they didn't let no kind of fucking garbage in their royal fucking blood. But, yeah, we know there's separate. I mean, if you want to kill somebody, you could use this one right here. Okay. As a result of the most lethal COVID-19 doesn't exist. And now listen how many times again. See, they're trying to fucking push it because some are going to come out against it, like DeSantis. You know, he's making it against the law down there for him to murder any more people, like that motherfucker didn't know that they were murdering all along. As a result of the most lethal COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ain't a vaccination. It's a biological kill weapon. Batches have been located, but medicine regulators have refused to stop dispensing them. Isn't that murder? Isn't that premeditated fucking murder? Thus, the public is still receiving them. Premeditated fucking murder right in your fucking face, people. And why is it happening? Because you fucking allow it. The statistics show that only 4 to 5% of the COVID-19 batches produced by Pfizer, Moderna were responsible for each and every death recorded as an adverse reaction to the injections. But what's possibly more worrisome is that while other begin lots were set to many different sites around the country, the small percentage of deadly lots were dispersed extensively. Yeah, because the deadly lots, and I'll tell you why, so that the shedding of these fucking typhoid Marys and Joes and Marys would fucking infest the rest of the fucking people. I mean, they didn't have to give everybody a shot. The fucking shedding alone fucking has killed probably more people than the fucking shot itself so far. Because, I mean, the shot is made to work on a incremental basis, and it incrementally fucking kills you a little more and a little more. But once you get those goddamn fucking shedded proteins in your fucking body, I mean, it's a fight. You're in a fight for your fucking life, because it's trying to fucking rearrange your goddamn DNA to turn your immune system against you. The data used in the investigation was pulled from the publicly accessible VARS database, which can be viewed. You know, fuck VARS. Fuck all of this fucking shit. We know what you fucking did. We just read an article that said that DeSantis, they're going to try and claim this elite motherfucker didn't know nothing about this, because it's Democrats versus Republicans. We just get the Republicans back in there. We get a bigger paycheck. The money, of course, will come from your great-great-great-grandchildren through fucking loans to the Chinese. But, man, God damn it, you can live better. That's all that counts. All that counts is your fucking generation. Anyway, I'm not going to go on with this. I mean, this is fucking old fucking news. We already fucking know this. And here we
are.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know the killer thing about it is, man, what really makes me so frustrated about those damn death shots is that they still trying to push it. They're saying, like, they're going to ask people to get the flu shot and that damn murder death shot and an RVS shot for this coming up fall and winter. I'm like, what?
The fucking flu shots are just, you know, they got shit in them to kill you, too. They want to stick something in you. They've told you. For depopulation, man, there are videos on the site where they're telling you it's to kill fucking people. Kamala Harris, you know, sitting there saying that, you know, if we kill off a whole bunch more people, then your children will have more air to breathe. How about we kill out all you fucking elitist motherfuckers and we take from the land what we own, what we need, instead of your greedy asses piling up fucking gold and silver as high as Mount Everest. And I think that things would be fucking better. And we get rid of all the fucking poisons you've invented. and leave it to my fucking mother nature to deal with your ass. You sons of bitches. Federal judge rules Oregon law doesn't violate Second Amendment. It might not violate Second Amendment, but it violates the fuck out of the goddamn and Supreme Superior Unalienable ratified by the representatives of the people, people's law of December 15, 1791, by God. A federal judge in Oregon ruled on Friday that a new state law, it ain't a fucking law, it's fucking policy. You can't make a law without ratification from the people. And you can't do that because you're a fucking corporation. Got it? We're playing fucking games. And if this fucking goes against anything in the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, it is fucking irrelevant. It is unenforceable. It is a fucking violation of the law. Gun laws does not violate the U.S. Constitution, keeping one of the toughest gun laws in a country in place. No, you ain't got nothing, bitch. Your fucking law does not apply to me. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. The fucking Bill of Rights fucking protects me. The second article forbids what you're doing. You are violating the law. You're guilty of sedition and high fucking treason. And you got to need a fucking rope around your fucking neck. You are at war with us. We got to kill you because you're trying to kill us. And you're trying to take our fucking liberties away from us. Well, we're going to see if you can do that. U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut ruled that ballot measure 114's restrictions on large capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds are constitutional because these magazines are not commonly used for self-defense and are therefore not protected by the Second Amendment. That ain't what the Second Amendment says, though, is it? That ain't what the fucking Second Amendment is even about. Every once in a while, we got to get out Mr. fucking Koch so he can fucking explain this again. I mean, they have these. This is a part of the fucking archives of the in the Library of Congress. I'm sure a lot of them have been deleted by the Chinese fucking what the hell is his name? The Chinese fucking disseminators of the fucking lie, or the makers of the lie, the Chinese fucking overlords. Anyway, here we go. Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Question mark. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. There's swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier, and that would include 100-round drums, fucking goddamn belt-fed fucking fully automatic fucking machine guns, grenades, every motherfucking terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. And remember, this is when the second article was introduced for ratification by the representatives of the elected representatives of the people. This is how it was explained. They ain't like, we don't really know what they were thinking back then. The fuck you don't. The fuck you don't, you lying son of a bitches. And we're not going to get into this goddamn Second Amendment fucking article arguments about bullshit. It's fucking very simple. It's the fucking second article. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. What fucking part aren't you getting? You get it all. You're just fucking goddamn treasonous invaders, you communist, capitalist, goddamn, fascist motherfuckers. It's a free land. It belongs to the people. Excuse me. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, have attempted. I mean, they're trying to fucking goddamn turn us into fucking 14th Amendment fucking slaves to them. We already are fucking slaves to them. They control us through the fucking currencies, which they're trying to make digital so they can decide whether you can buy a piece of bubble gum or not. Oh, you're not fucking going along with the party line. Did you take your shot? Well, you can't buy nothing. Fuck you. Try it and see what you want to see. Some goddamn fuck. You want to see the jungle? You'll see the fucking jungle. before them attempt to tyrannize, and the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. Well, they didn't pervert it. It was perverted for them. This is no, there is no United States fucking military. It's a United Nations military, an unlawful fucking goddamn organization, a foreign organization that has no jurisdictional authority over we the people, the individual free sovereign nationals. And that's who you, it's a mercenary army. It's hired out to the fucking corporations that are the goddamn fucking so-called ruling class. That we have to wipe out. We have to wipe these fucking corporations and these monarchies off the face of this fucking planet, or we'll never know peace and freedom again. You want to call somebody? There's the fucking people you need to call. Pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people, that's the people, that's you and me, that's the American nationals, are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. And don't go tell me that, you know, we'll go on with this a little bit. Even if LCMs are protected by the Second Amendment. Somebody say something.
Read it on that thing.
Oh, I'm hearing. Open line. Sounds like Hubert.
That's the best way I can.
We're hearing your private conversation, Hubert. Thank you. And he thanks me. Even if CLMs are protected by Second Amendment, by the second article, fuck you. Fuck your Second Amendment bullshit. Your fucking Constitution doesn't exist. It was never ratified by the people. We never granted you shit for power. You motherfuckers are doing just like the goddamn United Nations is now. Just fucking just got together and said, we're going to rule you. Well, no, that's where the mistake the people made back then. They should have killed every fucking one of them, took everything they had, and put fucking the people who fought and died for those goddamn rights in charge, and they would have protected them. Second Amendment. BM 114's restrictions are consistent with this nation's history and tradition of regularly, uniquely dangerous features of weapons and firearms to protect public safety, the ruling said. Fuck you. You can't touch it. Shall not be infringed. There's a period behind that. And like Mr. Koch said, when he fucking explained this son of a bitch before it was ratified, it is the birthright of an American to have every terrible implement of the fucking soldier. You know why? So we can kick your fucking asses when you try to fucking enact tyranny on us through that fucking phony ass fucking constitution that never fucking was. And it's goddamn general welfare clause and it's commercial clause, which are open subject matters that can fucking be used to do anything. But they can do anything, but they cannot violate the fucking law. If they are contrary to the law, they're not worth the paper they're written on. And it is our duty to shoot the motherfuckers down if they try to fucking enforce it. Public safety. That's what they did in fucking goddamn France, isn't it? Remember all the public safety boards hacking fucking heads off and shit? You motherfuckers. Give it a go. Why in the fuck, you know, I'm so sick of you fucking punk bitches. Come and do it. Come and fucking do it or shut your fucking mouth. How about that? The law strengthens background checks and prohibits the sale of transfer of ammunition. No, it doesn't, because that would be contrary to the fucking second article of the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, it would be a fucking violation of that law. So it does not fucking have any fucking force in law. It is a fucking private policy made by a private fucking corporation that will shove right up your fucking ass, you motherfuckers, just before we put dirt in your face. Background check, suck my ass. Transfers of ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds. It also closes the Charleston loophole, in quotation marks, which allows gun purchasers to move forward by default after 3 days, even if a background check has not been completed. And see, that's what they did in Washington, D.C. Oh, you can get a gun. 5 years later, you're still waiting on your fucking application to be fucking put through. Oh, you can still get a gun. You can go apply. And we just ain't got the, We can't hire the people to fucking do it. We're sending billions to fucking Ukraine. We're sending billions to the fucking fucking Jews in Israel, but we ain't got the people to fucking, you ain't got the fucking authority to tell us we have to do anything to have a fucking firearm, motherfuckers. We're supposed to have them to fucking stop you from doing exactly what you're fucking doing in with this fucking BM-114. The law also requires state police to complete background checks on individuals before a gun sale or transfer is made. Shove it up your fucking ass. 10 zillion fucking guns in this fucking country. You cannot fucking monitor it, and you know it. And if somebody has a gun and they intend to use it, what in the fuck are you going to do about it? Since passing in November, the measure has faced a number of legal challenges with the NRA, INC. Legislative action arm laminating it as the nation's most extreme gun control initiative. You fucking phony ass NRA, you motherfuckers, every one of you is going in the fucking ground too, you fucking traitors. It wasn't meant for us to fucking have. I mean, this is another non-governmental fucking agency for all intents and purposes, and the stupid people. It's like we were talking the other day about the people donating for that Sound of Freedom bullshit. The people fucking hand them fucking millions and they cut your fucking throat. Who do you think wrote the 1968 Gun Control Act? Unfucking lawful. Blatant violation. Blatant fucking treason. NRAINC. That's who. Immigrants, I guess this guy's name. Ruling maintains that while the Second Amendment, it ain't the Second Amendment, it's the second article of a separate fucking body of law than your phony fucking constitution. It actually was fucking ratified by the people, and the people empowered it through the people's jurisdiction, which we still hold and which we can use at any time if we get off our fucking asses and grow a spine and enforce that fucking Bill of Rights on you. We can put your ass on a fucking lamppost. We can put your fucking ass up against a wall, and you fucking know it. Second Amendment does protect against bearable arms, at least in the U.S. Constitution. Large capacity magazines are a subset of magazines. Fuck you. They try to act like this is the Gatling gun didn't have a big fucking magazine. I mean, if you know the history of guns, man, they were. It was always to try to get more fucking rounds downrange faster and therefore not considered a bearable arm. Fuck you, it is too. I mean, that's like, if you can say a 10-round magazine, or if you can call it, say, any magazine, it's not an operable part of a fucking gun. Take the magazine out of a fucking bolt-action rifle that only holds three or four rounds and see if that son of a bitch will function. It's a tool. In order to function, it has to have the fucking ammunition and to function at its fucking peak as best it can. The lot more capacity of the magazine, the better it fucking functions. And you know, you want to keep your fucking large magazines. Why is that, you son of a bitch and communist fascist bastards? Why do you want to, you're taking goddamn, there's a big clips you're sending over there to fucking Ukraine. Are you sending them 10 rounds of fucking ammunition to fight a fucking war? Because we're not talking about self-protection in our society here. We're talking about removing a fucking invading force is what it fucking is. Because this is not, this fucking corporation has never had the fucking authority of the people to operate. It has fucking pissed all over our fucking rights. It has pissed all over our fucking law. And it's time to fucking eliminate that son of a bitch. And that's what that second article was put in place for. In last ditch effort, that's your final solution. Because if they take away your fucking courts where you can fucking try them and hang them, then all that's left is the fucking second article to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the fucking law of this fucking land, the only fucking law of this fucking land, period. Magazines are a necessary to a firearm. No, they are fucking not. They are functional part of that fucking firearm. Like I said, take a fucking bolt action rifle, take the fucking magazine out of it, the little, you know, it's the spring and the fold, and see if you can load it one fucking shot at a time. You could any fucking gun, but the gun will not function as it was fucking designed to function. And we can design our fucking weapons. I mean, we can have every weapon of the fucking soldier, right? Isn't that what it was when the second article was put in place? Wasn't that how it was explained to you motherfuckers? See, you never hear this. Why do you not hear this Tench Koch fucking explanation? Because they had to explain what each bill, article of the Bill of Rights, what its purpose was and how it functioned. And that's what Mr. Koch did. And to pretend that we got to think this over because we just do not know what they were thinking. They were thinking that you motherfuckers were going to try and fucking make slaves out of us and steal our fucking country away from us, and that we would need our fucking firearms to fucking keep your ass in check or else remove you when you get to the point that you've got to today. Rather than a specific type of firearm, Immergut said, at the time of the Second Amendment, it's not the Second fucking Amendment, you son of a bitch. It is a body of fucking law apart from that phony fucking Constitution. You can't amend a fraud with something that isn't a fraud and call it the articles of a fucking law, the common law for this fucking country, amendments. They're not amendments. That Constitution is subservient to the fucking Bill of Rights, and you fucking know it. Second Amendment's ratification through the late 19th century. Fuck you. Firearm accessories like cartridge boxes. Fuck. I mean, listen to this shit. What do you think? Your Chinese ain't removed history yet, motherfuckers. And there's plenty of people that fuck. This fucking jumps out at you as fucking a blatant attempt to try to disarm us so you can do any goddamn thing to us you want. Well, you ain't going to do it. You try it, you'll get blowed out of your fucking boots, motherfuckers. You can hire your goddamn corporate mercenaries. Call them police. Do you have no authority to hire them? You have no authority to have any kind of guns to use against the people. You have no authority to hire a private force for a private corporation that's a fucking fraud to try to force the fucking people to fucking surrender their rights. And everybody who knows those fucking rights and will not stand and fight for them, you're a fucking traitor to this country. You go out and fucking vote one more time. All of you that have voted through these last few fucking times, you fucking knew better, you son of a bitches. But your goddamn silver and gold won't let go of you, will it? You fucking goddamn greedy. It is greed. It is greed that finally has led to fucking chopping little children up while they're still fucking alive. They call them a multi-billion dollar industry. An industry? Seriously? Please help. Which held ammunition, but unlike modern magazines, did not feed the ammunition too far into firearms. Were not considered arms, but instead were considered contraments. The ruling said, well, that doesn't matter because we're guaranteed their swords and every other terrible implement that would include the fucking ammunition or the fucking gun wouldn't work, right? Every terrible, that means fucking goddamn, we can have bazookas. By fucking law, we can have bazookas, people. These motherfuckers are violating the fucking law. They are violating that second article. We can have any goddamn thing we fucking want. Anything that the fucking government can have, we can have a bigger one. Because we are the people and we are the jurisdictional authority of this fucking country. And we say what the fucking law is, motherfuckers, not you. The measure is one of several gun control laws passed in 2022, the second highest year for mass shootings. Fuck you. We live in a country, you probably got 500,000 motherfuckers in here. Why don't we talk about the little kids killed? I bet there are 10 times over, or more than that, of little children fucking cut up alive than are killed with fucking... But I'm not going to get in that argument, because there is no fucking argument. There's no fucking argument. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. You do it, we kill you. That's how it fucking works. That's a fucking act of war against we the people, and we fucking know it. We're not fucking stupid. We can read at a third grade level, I hope. Let's see what else we got going on here. Well, it's time to take a break. Anyway, we are going to take that break, and we'll be right back. Oh,
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, State of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Hey, fuck, get some. It's time to go out and give some. They're just going around the herd of sheep. You know, sheep will fucking try to, each sheep will try to work itself further into the middle of the herd. Because when the wolf comes, it'll fucking pick out the ones on the outside, the weak ones, that they can get to, the vulnerable. And that's what they're doing here. They're coming in, they're taking the easy pickings, and they're fucking making it look like they're fucking badasses. You ain't badasses, motherfuckers. Come on, take on the fucking men. Come on, take on the men in this country who still have balls, who have still have spines, who will fucking stand and fight your ass like a fucking warrior supposed to, rather than let the children and the old fucking people be fucking destroyed, be fucking tortured, be cut up a fucking live. Come and do that, you motherfuckers. Back to the outrage page. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, why not? Fucking House passes $886 billion National Defense Authorization Act. And you can bet there's plenty of fucking money for everybody but the fucking United States fucking American nationals. The people who fucking are going to have, they're going to take this fucking wealth from and give it to non-fucking nationals, to fucking multi-billion, trillion-dollar fucking organizations like the industrial war fucking complex. Everybody that works for these fucking defense fucking plants, you're fucking traitor too. You re-export fucking death. This does not have to be. You're fucking pawns, you're fucking lapdogs to the fucking goddamn international corporate mafia. You're not fucking even human beings. The House Friday passed a version of the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act in a vote of 219-210, which largely fell along partisan lines. See, we got to get this. This election shit's coming up, people. It's coming up. I'm gonna go elected 219 or the 210 because on this particular issue, they want to go suck shit right out of Jews' asses. But man, on the guns, I mean. On the defense of fucking act and spending the money, and money's real important to me. It's more important to me than my children. It's more important than little fucking kids being cut up and fucking parted out in a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's just more important to me. I'm going to exercise my right to vote. Get Trump in there and get a bigger paycheck while they're cutting up them little kids. I got to get some good out of it. You know, it used to be that you talked about the lesser of two evils. Now you got two fucking vicious fucking evils in front of you, and they're looking at their goddamn wallet. They're looking at their pile of silver and gold. I mean, they're not even considering the fucking evil that these son of a bitches, both of them, are. There ain't no bit of difference in either fucking group. And there is no goddamn left. There is no right. There is no fucking Republicans. There are no fucking Democrats. There's no fucking conservatives. There are no fucking liberals. There's just law or there is no law. And we have our law. And the only reason it is not fucking working for us is because we're too fucking worthless to fucking enforce it. Plain and simple. We have what we need to fucking enforce our law. We're just not fucking doing it. The Republic Amendments, here we go, this left-right fucking bullshit. Play the fucking game some more, people. It's worked so fucking well up to now, hasn't it? The Republic Amendments covered abortion, transgender surgery, and diversity issues, only for Democrats. I mean, if you didn't have that, then it'd be all right to spend fucking more than all the rest of the countries put together on a fucking... On what? Out there fucking, well, on a goddamn corporate international. It ain't even our fucking goddamn, I mean, there's no declarations of war from any Congress. The whole fucking Constitution's a lie. It's always been. They've ran things as they've wanted to. They're like kings and queens and fucking dukes and duchesses. I mean, and fucking the people just sit there, do, I got rights. No, you fucking don't. You're a fucking peon. If you ain't willing to go out there and fucking enforce them goddamn rights, you don't have them. transgender surgery and diversity initiatives. Only four Democrats voted in favor of the bill. For the Republicans, four Republicans against it. See, there's where we get, God damn it. That's where you're going to get them, is in that vote. See, four Democrats and four Republicans. But then these same fucking four Republicans will vote to hand fucking $38 billion a year, a direct tax against on the United States fucking nationals, given to the fucking goddamn a foreign king over in fucking Israel and to the fucking foreign kings over there in the fucking Ukraine. Well, actually, the Ukraine's just a goddamn, what it always has been, a fucking slaughterhouse, a fucking shithole, a fucking place where international mafia fucking runs and does as it will without consequences. The four Republicans, see, here we go. I'm a Republican thing, and it felt better, my friend told me. The four Republicans who oppose the NDAA are Reps Thomas, Matt Macy, Kentucky, Ellie Crane, Arizona, Andy Biggs, Arizona. But you see, I mean, these people in Arizona, they're having a fucking queer out down there in Arizona. Wonder how Ellie Crane is on this fucking queer shit, on this fucking goddamn child trafficking, on this goddamn human trafficking, on this invasion across. I wonder how they are on them fucking issues. But see, they got to play this fucking game with you because you're just looking to, well, they're against it, say. Thomas, I'm voting for Republicans because they're against something. You don't look and see what they're fucking, I mean, and not to mention it's not even the lawful fucking vote. This is a vote for an occupying force, a fucking corporation that was created in violation of our laws that is fucking holding fucking elections. And all these motherfuckers that are part of this goddamn international criminal cabal are foreigners. There are no fucking American nationals who put America, truly put America first, who want all these motherfucking interlopers the fuck out of here. And we want our goddamn money back. Not our money, our wealth. We don't want your fucking shit, fucking debt dollars. The four Republicans who opposed it, huh? And Ken Buck, Colorado. I wonder how he is on the queers. The Senate still needs to pass its version of the NDAA. Then the two chambers will negotiate the final version that will go to Joe fucking Biden, corporate monarch, servant of the fucking king of fucking England, King Chuck. King Chuck's fucking goddamn governor for the United States of these Americas, with neither one of them motherfuckers own. It belongs to we the people, the fucking American nationals who fought and died to fucking acquire it. The Republican amendments packed into the House version will set up a fight between the two chambers. Oh, here we go. Election coming up, guys. A fight between the two chambers. Ooh, they're so against each other. Bullshit. This is all a goddamn propaganda campaign. And we know because, you know, they took away Obama was in office. Remember, they couldn't use goddamn propaganda on the people. It wasn't a law. It was just a goddamn policy that they couldn't use it against people. So they just changed that policy and started, I mean, everything you fucking see is orchestrated from the think tanks to try to make you think a certain way. So you'll go out there and be, I'll go vote, fang. That's my rep. Yeah, you fucking retards. You make me want to puke. If every goddamn man, one of you that has a fucking pair of balls, unregistered and said, fuck you, we're not playing this fucking game. Get your goddamn guns out and let's get this the fuck over with. It would be over with. It could have been over with a long, long fucking time ago. But man, there's gold and silver and gold. And there's been a goddamn mountain of it made on this fucking tragedy. And the people that have really fucking fought it have fucking been killed. The people who stood against it were killed. The little kids at goddamn Mount Carmel were fucking killed. And where are you bad motherfuckers, huh? Well, we can't get it. No, boy, next day ever try that again. I mean, they ever try burning up little kids again. And we're going to do something. Sure, you fucking are. You got your own fucking agenda and your own fucking piles of silver and gold, you lying son of a bitches. Republican amendments packed into the House version will set up a fight between the two chambers. Ooh, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, and other Democrats will reject them. Oh, fuck you. We're going to be, let's just watch this goofy shit as they're fucking cutting up little children and fucking parting them out. Fucking, while Hunter Biden is fucking videoing himself, fucking molesting little girls 6-7 years old dressed like prostitutes while he's doing his crack cocaine. Let's just go look at this and we're going to get serious. I'll go vote. You go vote Democrat. I'll go vote Republican. Because I can vote. That's my right. Boy, that's one bunch of horse shit that will never fucking go away. Look what you're fucking voting in this goddamn lies of these fucking elections put on by this fucking occupying force. Look where it has it led you anywhere good? I mean, it just keeps getting worse every fucking day. And you really think you're going to go out there and change it like that? The fucking solution is simple. It was handed to you. The God, your true founding fathers, the ones who cared about the liberty and the freedom that the uprising that begun all this shit was about, they left you the fucking goddamn authority to fucking take these motherfuckers out and live your life as you see fit in freedom and liberty and owning property. They're not even going to allow you to own a fucking car, they would think. What's it going to take to push you? So you will fight if little fucking kids getting cut up and Hunter Biden fucking molesting him right in front of your face doesn't fucking get your gander up to enough to fight. You are a worthless son of a bitch, which is how the U.S. has been spending on the Ukraine war. Well, I'm going to get that in there good. House Republicans in the White House did not limit military spending and put up no caps. This is your fucking Republicans here. And, you know, it's because of them Democrats, the Republicans. And they did that put up no caps on emergency supplemental funds, which is how the U.S. has been spending on war in Ukraine. So you're for that, huh, you motherfucker? You're for our people living under goddamn highway underpasses, living in the fucking streets, no fucking homes, being treated like goddamn animals. But you're for them Republicans better. I got a bigger paycheck last time that Republican was in there. I've heard that from some people. I got a bigger paycheck. You know where that money come from, you dumb cocksucker? It's come from fucking loans that your great-grandchildren are now fucking endangered to fucking pay if you allow this corporate fucking monarchy to fucking continue. You wipe it out and they owe you about fucking $20 trillion fucking dollars to the fucking people because that's who they borrowed the fucking money from. I didn't sign no goddamn paper borrowing any money. Did you people? I didn't have no due process of law telling me that, you owe this much fucking money. None. They're completely ignoring the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights has to be crammed out there in their fucking face at every instant. When you talk about something with the Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights. One amendment sponsored by Representative Warren Davidson, Republican. I got to say it right, because I'm a fucking retard because I believe in this stupid fucking shit, would have required the Biden administration to develop a strategy for the war in Ukraine. He ought to do that. And then we'd know they are stealing all the money, but at least we'd have that strategy thing going. That strategy, that's a good word. I like that. It was rejected in a vote. strategy. 129 to 301 with only one Republican supporting it. That's why I'm voting Republican. See, Republicans ain't supporting all this tyranny being inflicted on people, taking all the race. Well, wait a minute. They did support that, giving no fucking limits on fucking what they can give to the fucking Ukraine, which the Ukraine is nothing to us. It is fucking nothing to us. It is the Khazarian Empire we're building for the fucking Jews. For the fucking Khazarian fucking Jew motherfucking scum sucking bastards that have fucking made our lives a living hell that since about for about four fucking years now. And we just keep on a handing it over. Give them some fucking lead. Don't give them gold. Give them lead. But then they'll take my gold away. I mean, they're always, you do that and we'll do this. But do it, motherfucker. You know, and we keep saying, do it, motherfucker, and they keep not doing it. They find another sleazy way to steal from you. And you fucking just sit there and you take it like bitches. Republican Matt Gaetz, Gattaz, Republican Florida put forward an amendment to cut off all military assistance for Ukraine, which failed in a vote of 70-358. Uh-oh. Looks like your Republicans are supporting fucking handing your goddamn wealthier country over while your fellow fucking Americans fucking starve, while their kids live in the winters under fucking rail, under highway overpasses. You don't give a shit about your fellow man. All you care about yourself, you fuck. And you, that's what it will destroy you fuckers. You look out for you all you fucking want. And then when the time comes, when they come to take what you got, you know who you got to fucking back you? You. So you give that fucking some thought. I mean, you'd rather have your fucking silver and gold and your fucking children safe, you sick son of a bitches. Green sponsored another amendment that would have prohibited the transfer of cluster munitions to Ukraine, although U.S. cluster bombs have already arrived in the country. The effort failed in a vote of 147-276. It received support from 98 Republicans and 49 Democrats. So they're really backing that goddamn ripoff of your fucking ass in the Ukraine. They're backing sending all these piles of arms that fucking Trumpy fucking took your borrowed money in your great-grandchildren's name to pile up and handing them over to the goddamn Ukrainians, well, actually to the Khazarian fucking Jews. Your Republicans are supporting that. You're going to go vote Republican now? They support it, must be good. It must be good, people. Thanks, Galen, for that one. Let's see what else we got. It's too sick. And we always got to have the same fucking shit. Like this, you know, Bill Gates appears to have bought off health regulator that approved his new COVID vaccine. And of course he owns fucking stock in the fucking companies. Yes, we know. Yes, we fucking know. Why don't we talk about Hunter Biden and them little fucking girls? Tonight, that goddamn thing is, it's going to be stuck to the top of this. You'll have to go past to go down the page. That fucking goddamn video of him, that sick son of a bitch. Knife who I see, not man who knifed somebody at videographer at Portland protest gets probation. It has to be conservatives. See, kids are throwing conservatives and liberals this false left-right fucking bullshit because we're coming up on another fucking lying-ass fraudulent fucking election put on by the fucking fraudulent fucking corporation that cannot exist, that has existed in every day. I mean, 10 zillion counts against a felony counts against them for violations of our fucking 9th, 10th, and our whole fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, plain and simple. Course they're going to give it to me and then Kerry, you know, Lurch, it was my wife. We talked about this already. New digital money will mark the end of First Amendment, Second Amendment, and all human freedom. It ain't amendments. You go look at this fucker here. I guarantee he's got INC behind his fucking website by Leo Holman. Looks like Tappan Swire, I guarantee he's working for somebody INC Incorporated. Because, I mean, the son of a bitch, it ain't Second Amendment. And come on, people. This fucking 12 fucking years, this people don't understand. I talk to people all the time, and they, yeah, I know, sir. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we know. Yeah, I mean, it's been said enough fucking times. It should be said on every fucking site. But if they said it on every site, you know what? They could make silver and gold. And that's what this whole goddamn thing's really about. Not fucking saving little children from fucking being parted out. Not for fucking sovereign borders. Not for throwing out the fucking goddamn invading fucking armies in this country. Not for fucking getting our own people back on their feet and fucking out of the goddamn gutters and out of off and under the fucking railroad path. It's about goddamn silver and gold, like every fucking thing else. Mammon will conquer your fucking ass. Make no mistake about it. It's going to conquer your ass if you don't fucking come around, get on that goddamn page with those 10 articles and start enforcing the son of a bitches as the individuals, as you are supposed to do. as is your duty. It's your right, but it's also your goddamn duty. World Economic Forum members are giddy about the progress being made towards global digital cash as governments around the globe prepare for a full-blown cashless society. And here you go. I mean, they're going to tell you what to fucking buy, what you can buy, what you can't buy. And your social score, I mean, how you act is going to affect what you can buy or if you can even buy anything. Or they just take your fucking ducats away from you. During the WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, summer meeting in China last month, attendees just could not contain their excitement about the rapid advancement of central bank digital currencies. And I told you what they were doing at the post office. They're already doing this. CBDCs are programmable tokens operated on a blockchain. This is blockchain platform powered by artificial intelligence that will result in the gradual end of all human freedom. Your freedom of movement and your freedom to make purchases of products or services the government and its corporate partners consider dangerous to the environment, dangerous to public health, or for any other reason will become easily regulated, restricted, and outright banned. That is not fucking liberty, is it? Is that liberty? Will you fight for fucking liberty? I mean, goddamn, as long as I can keep my gold, though. If I got my gold and silver, see, I can buy what I want. And then I'll sneak around and do it, and I'll sneak and try and do it on the black market. If they catch me, oh, my goodness, I have to go to re-education camp. Oh, but it won't be so bad because I've never really bucked them. I've never really stood up for that fucking Bill of Rights. I've never stood for the law of we the people. I've never done my duty. My vigilant duty, and all of you who do not are fucking cowardly traitors. One fucking page. We all fucking come together. We enforce that son of a bitch. Any trouble we have between ourselves can then be settled in our common law courts. And everything goes away. We don't like something, we fucking take it on as individuals. And the fucking, they cannot win these arguments of little children. It's all right to fucking molest little children. So if you take any 12 people off the fucking street and fucking you think all 12, oh, yeah, everybody should be. Some of them like that women that got their babies took from them last week. You think they'd be for that? I don't think they fucking would. I don't think that. I know for a fact these motherfuckers are like 0.0004% of the world fucking population. You would not need this amount of fucking goddamn propaganda that they're pumping at you. If something's big and it's fucking omnipresent, you don't need fucking constant fucking pushing and shoving and trying to shove it down your throat. It takes care of itself. It sells itself. And it fucking shows itself for the power it is. You have no fucking power. I seen something the other day. The transvestites are taking over the power. Fuck you. Fuck you. You think fucking anybody believes that? If you're so fucking powerful, put those goddamn transvestite pedophile fucking patches on your fucking shoulders and walk the streets, motherfuckers. You won't even do that. You think we fear you? Hire your fucking corporate mercenaries and we'll bury the motherfuckers. There's a plenty of us to do it. We have plenty of fucking guns and we have plenty of ammunition. We have plenty of fucking implements of fucking war. You don't know what the fuck we got, and that's the problem, ain't it? If you could have took our fucking goddamn armaments, you would have done it a long fucking time ago. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this shit for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, please. I mean, stand ready. I mean, let's get this shit over with. What do you guys say? That is The Word from the Trenches. Give up.